College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and to break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in the show, we will be joined by Seton Hall head coach Kevin Willard. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also, find and listen to College Hoops Today podcast on Stitcher. You can find us there. And also a reminder that I want you to send me your questions later in this show on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And I want to let you know today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being sponsored by our great sponsor, MyBookie. Are you the type of fan that knows basketball so well that you could choose any game and call it? Well, MyBookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet. Between football season, NBA, and the start of college basketball season, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to try and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use promo code Rothstein to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code Rothstein to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. And now that we've got you set for all your MyBookie needs, what a first week in college basketball for the 1920 college basketball season. The first thought has to be the production level and the dominance of North Carolina freshman Cole Anthony. Anthony scored more points in his first game at North Carolina than any other freshman in program history. He's also the Tar Heels' only freshman to ever post 20 points and 10 rebounds in consecutive games. This, in my opinion, is the early favorite for National Player of the Year. It may not be a vintage North Carolina team under Roy Williams in terms of its overall talent, but if you don't watch Cole Anthony play and enjoy it, you're pretty much admitting that you hate fun. Meanwhile, while Cole Anthony is getting offensive, Virginia, surprise, surprise, is getting defensive. Think about this for a second. Tony Bennett lost four starters from last year's team that won a national championship, including two first-round picks in DeAndre Hunter and Ty Jerome, and still was able to go to the Carrier Dome last week and beat Syracuse by 14 points while holding the Orange to 34 total points. Virginia's first two opponents are shooting under 25% from the field and under 25% from three. Both have scored 34 in two Virginia victories. Maybe the best victory that we saw during week one in college basketball was Texas's win at Purdue. The Longhorns trailed by five with 3:14 to go. One of the big things that stood out to me in this game is Shaka Smart is getting back to playing like he did at VCU. For years at Texas, he has tried to win with two lumbering big men. Anybody that's followed his career over the last decade knows that when VCU was at its best, it was because Shaka Smart used a small ball foreman. The guy he used at VCU was Travion Graham, who's now in the NBA, and was able to increase his skill, his spacing, and his quickness all over the floor. You are seeing that right now with Texas sophomore Gerald Liddell, who was absolutely sensational in the win against Purdue. Arizona also made a major statement, winning against Illinois Sunday night in Tucson. Arizona looked like the team we'd been accustomed to seeing under Sean Miller prior to last season when their talent base was completely depleted. And it's all on the heels of that terrific freshman class, Nico Mannion, Josh Green, and Zeke Nagy. Arizona is used to having special seasons. Seton Hall's trying to have a special season, but Seton Hall's dealing with an injury to Miles Powell. They also have a big game looming still Thursday in the Gavitt Games against Michigan State and Newark. We get the state of the Pirates when Kevin Willard, the head coach of Seton Hall, joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. Seton Hall is 2-0 to start the 19-20 college basketball season. They will host Michigan State in the Gavitt Games next on Thursday night. And the head coach of Seton Hall joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Right now, he is Kevin Willard. And Kevin, your assessment after two games for the 19-20 season for your team?
Yeah, I like the way we're progressing defensively, John. I thought we took some good steps from our first game to our second game. Still a little bit of a work in progress offensively. Just trying to get everybody on the same page a little bit. But for the most part, I like our work ethic. I like the way we're sharing the basketball. And I like the direction we're trending.
You know, obviously the story after Saturday's game was the injury to Miles Powell, who you said in the postgame press conference has a ankle injury. Is there any update since Saturday on Miles' status moving forward?
Yeah, right now he's actually downstairs getting treatment. It's an ankle sprain. That's one of those things that you just never know when a kid can come back. And, he's been in treatment 5 times already since the injury happened. But right now it's just kind of one of those things that, with ankle sprains, you just never know what's going to happen. So really there's no update besides the fact that it's a pretty good ankle sprain.
You know, Kevin, college basketball has changed in that games in November and December have much more significance than they used to, and nobody knows that better than you because your wins a year ago against Kentucky and Maryland propelled you in position to make the NCAA tournament. While you never want to obviously be short-sighted with somebody's health, how do you at the same time put your best foot forward with all that you're going to undertake with this non-conference schedule?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for certain guys to step up. It really is. And, I think the thing I like about the most about this team is that we have 6-7 guys that have been through some big games, that have played in big stages, that now need to take a step up and just kind of gain their confidence offensively. And I have a lot of confidence in that. It's just not going to be one guy. I think what I like about this team is that I think, you're going to have 2 or 3 guys really step up and not carry the load offensively, but step up and make a little bit more of a contribution than they have in the past.
Well, and one of those guys potentially is Jared Roden, who has hit double figures in each of his first 2 games. And, I was at one of your practices about a month ago, and you said that this was a guy that if he was healthy, had a chance to blossom. With Miles out, how much more of a role could he take forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think the exciting thing about Jared is, he missed 2 months. He missed really all of August and September with a bad ankle sprain. And he's just now starting to get a really good feel back for being out there. And he's a guy that can make shots. He plays with such high energy. He gets steals. He gets on the break. I think the biggest thing is, he gives us extra possessions. He'll get an offensive rebound for a big bucket. So I like Jared a lot. I think he's going to continue to kind of get better as the season goes on.
Seton Hall coach Kevin Willard joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Pirates 2-0 will host Michigan State Thursday night as part of the Gavitt Games. Kevin, you've been around college basketball for a long time. What's been your perception of the Spartans program from afar?
Oh, I have the utmost respect for Coach Izzo. What he's done, the consistency that they have. One of the best fast break teams year in, year out, and one of the best rebounding teams year in, year out. And, a tremendous team coming into the Prudential Center. Really just a big fan of everything they do. They're so sound on defense. They don't gamble. They make every possession is a hard possession. And then once they get the rebound, they're as fast as any college program getting down the floor and with their fast break. And obviously, having one of the best players in Cassius Winston it always helps.
And, one of the ironic things, looking at the storylines now for the game is that Michigan State is a program that has advanced several times in the NCAA tournament deep when they've had a key injury. They did it in 2010. They lost Kalen Lucas. They still went to the Final Four. And they did it last year, losing Josh Langford and still getting to the Final Four. How much is that a message that you can convey to your team this week, considering the circumstances with Miles Powell?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that, you look at. I also think it just shows you how deep Michigan State is. If you look at their roster and who's stepped up year in, year out, I mean, I think they have the depth to withstand an injury like that. And, you know, obviously when you have, you know, the size that they have, you know, I mean, obviously Xavier Tillman is phenomenal. It gives them the ability to kind of withstand that. And I think going forward, I think it's a good message for my team because, you know, it took us a little time to kind of get our feet under us after Miles went out in the first half. So it's definitely possible. And again, like I said, I have a lot of confidence in my guys.
You know, you mentioned Xavier Tillman, who's a focal point for them up front. You know, the thing I think that has yet to really come out publicly about your team is that you're massive up front and you have so much depth up front. I know that when you have a first-team All-American and I know that when you have returning personnel, people are going to think that you're going to be a team that's going to be formidable. But how much does this team need to rely on its size and ability on the glass to truly reach its potential?
Yeah, that's a great point, John. I mean, I think we're one of the biggest teams in college basketball, but I think we need to start, I think that's one of the things I've been trying to focus a little bit is us playing a little bit more physical than we have in the past. Definitely rebounding the basketball, getting the ball inside. You know, we got 2 7-foot guys that can catch and finish around the rim. But I think as we move forward, and the biggest thing I've realized is that we got to start playing a little bit more physical basketball, especially if Miles is not out there.
Seton Hall head coach Kevin Willard joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Pirates 2-0 on the season. We'll host Michigan State Thursday night as part of the Gavitt Games. We have seen many great years in the Big East since realignment and the league has gone to 10 teams, but the depth in the league this year feels like it's at a different level. Is the Big East right now this season, 1 through 10, the best and the deepest it's been since realignment?
Absolutely, John. I just think, last year, we had a lot of new guys in the conference, new players, and I think, you know, I look at a team like Georgetown, DePaul, St. John's, returning Mustafa Heron, L.J. Figueroa. I mean, we're a league that has gotten older. And whenever you have veteran teams, you're going to have good teams. And top to bottom, from Nova, Marquette, everyone's returning really significant pieces. And not just good pieces, but veteran pieces. And I think the league is a very veteran league. It's extremely well coached, and I think it's going to be the best it's been since realignment.
You know, Kevin, we had Tom Crean on this podcast last month, and, you know, one of the things that he talked about when he talked about how he enjoyed player development so much was that he had the good fortune of learning from your father, Ralph Willard, and obviously, you know, one of the great player development coaches, too, in history is another person you worked for in Rick Pitino, and that's become one of really the backbones of your program right now at Seton Hall. What have you taken from both Coach Pitino and your father that you've used to make, obviously, Seton Hall's players better over the course of their career?
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky, John, obviously working for Coach Pitino for 10 years and then playing for my father, kind of going through what he did. You know, I think the message I learned early on in coaching, especially from my father and Coach Pitino, was, you know, your team can't get better unless your players are getting better. You know, you can have all the great plays that you want, but if your players aren't getting better, then those plays will eventually not work. And it was really, you know, working for Coach Pitino, you know, individual instruction every day, you know, and putting the time in with your players. And I think that's something that I've really embraced is, you know, putting the time in with your players on the court. We have fun getting better. We enjoy individual instruction. We do it almost 4 times a week. So it's something that I just believe that, you know, if I can get my players better from the beginning season to the end of the season, then, you know, obviously my team's going to get better.
Well, and if your team's going to get better, the program is going to get better, and the cachet around it's going to change every year. You know, Kevin, Seton Hall has been a place where coaches haven't had maybe longevity aside from P.J. Carlissimo, and it feels like you have made Seton Hall into your next job. How did you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, I got to give Seton Hall credit. You know, they really stuck by early on when things weren't going great. And I think the biggest thing, you know, I realized what type of job Seton Hall was. I realized, you know, the type of guys that I want to coach and I want to get. And, you know, the guys that come here are tough, hard-nosed kids that like to get better, that like to play hard. You know, we're not a fancy a fancy team. We're more of an old-fashioned kind of just work hard, get after it, have fun. And, you know, I recruit kids that way. And everyone that's in the program, all these kids, they enjoy playing hard. They enjoy working hard. And, you know, once you kind of get kids that match your personality, you can really start winning games.
Four straight NCAA tournaments at Seton Hall, which is a remarkable accomplishment. Could this be the best team that you've had since you've been in your current post?
Well, it's definitely the deepest team I've had. You know, the year we won the Big East Championship with Isaiah Whitehead leading the way might have been probably the most talented team, even though we were young. You know, every one of those guys on that team have gone on to have really, really good professional careers. This is the deepest team we've had, you know, where I feel so much confidence in going to the bench and knowing that I'm not going to have a let off. And I think, you know, obviously with Miles, when he comes back, we're obviously talented, but I think we're deep. You know, 2 7-footers that are both really good. I love our power forward position. I think it's going to get better as the year goes on. The guard play has been really good so far. I like what my point guards are doing. So there's a lot of positive. I just think we're much deeper than we have been in the past.
Well, good health is obviously the key to having any successful season and having a chance on Thursday against Michigan State. For you guys to be in the game against the Spartans and have a chance without obviously one of the best players in college basketball, what are the biggest things that have to happen?
Yeah, we're going to have to stop them in transition, John. You know, it's one of the most impressive things I've seen on film, watching how they consistently run. You know, their bigs do an unbelievable job of running the floor and getting easy buckets, and Cassius does an unbelievable job of advancing the ball. You know, for a guy that has the ball in his hands a lot, he's one of the more unselfish guards that I've seen. He kind of understands that eventually he's going to have to get the ball back and make a play anyway, so he's so unselfish giving the basketball up. So we're going to have to really defend in transition, and then we're going to have to try to limit the best we can second chance opportunities for them.
Kevin, appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are with game prep. See you Thursday night.
Thanks, John. Great talking to you.
We'd like to thank Seton Hall head coach Kevin Willard for joining us on the College Hoops Today podcast. And I want to remind you of today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being sponsored by ExpressVPN. I live in New York City, but I like watching the Los Angeles Lakers, which used to be a big pain for me because they don't always show games in my area. But this season, I discovered an amazing trick that lets me watch every single NBA game live for a fraction of the normal cost. It's called ExpressVPN. Here's how it works. The NBA offers the NBA League Pass, which lets you stream games online. But if you live in the U.S. or Canada, it doesn't let you watch all of them. Some games are blacked out. So what do? Fire up ExpressVPN and use it to change your location to a different country. Buy and use NBA League Pass from there, and boom, no blackouts. And depending on the country, NBA League Pass could cost less than $15 for a whole year. ExpressVPN works on your computer, phone, router, and consoles like Fire TV, so you can watch all the games from any device. Even when I'm not watching NBA, I have ExpressVPN on 24/7 because it also encrypts all my data, keeping it safe from hackers. Enjoy all 1,230 games of the NBA season in HD with the world's most trusted VPN, ExpressVPN. Use my special link today to get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/hoops, after which you can sign up for NBA League Pass at a huge discount. That's ExpressVPN.com/hoops for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Visit ExpressVPN.com/hoops to learn more. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also, find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast now on Stitcher. You can find us there every week moving forward. Now time for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them right now. Matt John Rothstein, that's John, J-O-N. And our first question is going to be from Steven, and it's, John, what is your expected outcome of the James Wiseman situation? The James Wiseman situation at Memphis is unlike anything I've seen in all my years covering college basketball. The NCAA last week declared Wiseman ineligible because they deemed Memphis head coach Penny Hardaway a booster. because Hardaway, a couple of years ago, gave Wiseman's family $11,500 when the family moved from Nashville to Memphis. Now, obviously, Hardaway is coaching him at the University of Memphis. Wiseman then, after being ruled ineligible, got a restraining order from a judge that cleared him to play. Memphis opted to play him anyway last Friday against UIC. I have never seen a school come out and openly play a player that was ruled ineligible. But Memphis is playing with fire. And if you're the NCAA right now, if you don't make a stand on this case, you have absolutely nothing to stand on moving forward. Our next question comes from CFB Stars, and it's John. What are your expectations for Georgia basketball this season? I'm expecting Georgia to be relevant. I'm expecting people to tune in to watch Georgia and see the development of the young players in their program. Sevier Wheeler, Anthony Edwards, and I'm really excited for Georgia's game in the Maui Invitational against Dayton. That's an underrated game in November. Anthony Edwards, obviously, on Georgia. Obi Toppin on Dayton. Our next question comes from Zach Kirshner. It's John. Where do you see Florida State ending up in the ACC and doing in March? Look, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Florida State, to me, is a dark horse Final Four team. They've been to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament in each of the past 2 years, and they dominated Florida really throughout the second half and for most of the first half in Sunday's 12-point victory. I talked to Leonard Hamilton on Sunday night. Considering the fact that Florida State had to open on the road at Pitt at Florida and was able to come up with a split, Leonard Hamilton sounded ecstatic for that. So Florida State, to me, a dark horse Final Four team. Now, before we get to five good nuggets, I want to remind you that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is being sponsored by MyBookie. Are you the type of fan that knows basketball so well you could choose any game and call it? Well, MyBookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet. Between football season, NBA, and the start of college basketball season, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to try and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to MyBookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use promo code Rothstein to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code Rothstein to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Now, let's get to some nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, a Wildcat path. Kentucky's win over Michigan State in the Champions Classic has put the Wildcats in position to be the top-ranked team in the AP Top 25 poll until at least a few days before Christmas. Kentucky won't play a team from a power conference now until December 14th when it faces Georgia Tech at Rupp Arena. May not face a team ranked in the Top 25 until it faces Ohio State in the CBS Sports Classic in Las Vegas on December 21st. Nugget number two, guarded optimism. Villanova freshman Brian Antoine returned to practice last week after undergoing shoulder surgery. Don't expect him, though, to be instantly a messiah for the Wildcats. He hasn't played basketball since March. Nugget number three, getting defensive. If Auburn gets to the NCAA tournament for the third consecutive year, it's going to be because of its defense. I saw it in person on Friday in Annapolis. The Tigers smothered Davidson's backcourt of John Axel Goodmanson and Kellen Grady in the Veterans Classic. The duo only scored 13 points on a combined 4 of 17 shooting from the field. Last season, those two combined to average just over 34 points per game. Nugget number four, remember the name. USC freshman Onyeka Okwangu will be a household name by Thanksgiving. The 6'9 big man through two games is averaging 20 points, 11.5 rebounds, and 4.5 blocks. This is going to be USC's best player in the 1920 season. Nugget number five, weather in a storm. Now, St. John's under Mike Anderson has gotten off to a red-hot start. They've won their first two games by 30 points, but we won't truly get a feel for just how good this team is until Saturday's game against Vermont, which I will be in attendance for. The Catamounts are one of the top mid-majors in the country and returned several key players from last year's team that reached the NCAA tournament. If you're St. John's, this is the equivalent of hosting a team that could be a 12 or 13 seed on Selection Sunday. And now, before we get the games to watch, a reminder that today's episode of the College Hoops Days podcast is being sponsored by Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It may just be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Now let's get to some games to watch.
Games to watch. Games to watch.
Two on the board for Tuesday, Oregon against Memphis and Oklahoma against Oregon State. Both games are in Portland as part of the PK80. Oregon State's Trace Tinkle having an unbelievable start to the season. Wednesday, LSU at VCU. LSU, obviously coached by Will Wade, used to coach VCU. That should be an unbelievable atmosphere in Richmond. Villanova will travel to Ohio State as part of the Gavitt Games. It is the first time ever that Villanova is playing at Ohio State. And then Thursday, Michigan State at Seton Hall. We'd like to thank Seton Hall head coach Kevin Willard for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.